the brachos of Sha'asim Nisim and the Birchas HaMitzvah, we say Birchas Shechayonu. First night of Hanukkah, Chazal came back, yeah, like at the beginning of any mitzvah tadira, any mitzvah mizman lezman, we say Shechayonu. There's an additional simcha to the hischachus of the mitzvah in of itself. So the Sivis writes that we say Shechayonu v'kiyamonu. So Shechayonu is a sense of hischachus. V'kiyamonu is a sense of Kadosh Baruch Hu's the stability that's involved. Shechayonu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source of chiyus, v'kiyamonu, when Kadosh Baruch Hu is also the source of stability. In other words, the fact that we're zocha to light neiros tov shinayin hei, so the two aspects of the simcha. One is that there's a sense of newness, the avoda of the neiros of Chanukah and tov shinayin hei. The avoda of the neiros of Chanukah and tov shinayin hei for every person is different than tov shinayin dalet. We've learned more. Hopefully, a person has a sense of greater kibbutz to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We've had more nisim since tov shinayin dalet. Late neiros Chanukah, we're also celebrating the fact that we are a people that are melumad b'nisim. We have so many nisim that we get used to the nisim. So, person lights tov shinayin hey. We've had so many nisim since tov shinayin dalin. It's an extra simcha, an extra kiyur a person has to Ribbono Shel Olam. Rambam writes, as he said yesterday, b'shas neiros Chanukah is mod al kol nisim. Tov shinayin hey began with a nes she'ein l'shar v'ein l'tar. Because Rosh Hashanah Tov shinayin hey was, we know, was set as a day, supposed to be a day of infamy. And the Arabs had established Tov shinayin hey to be the day that they would, Rosh Hashanah would be, the day they would attack us through the tunnels. It was ein l'shar v'ein l'tar. We wouldn't have had the nisim of discovering those tunnels. What Rosh Hashanah would have been like. So that's Tov shinayin hey. So keep that in mind. That's Shechayonu. Kiyamonu is that we are a people that are melumad ben nisim. That we're doing the mitzvah and Tov shinayin hey in a similar fashion to that we did in Tov shinayin dalet. And we'll do the mitzvah again in Tov Shinayin Vav. There's Shechayonu v'kiyamonu. There's a simcha to hischachus and there's a simcha to kiyam. There's a simcha to stability, to doing the same thing here in. There's a simcha to have seder, to have order, to have a discipline. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a world which is a discipline and an ordered world. That's kiyamonu. He's megala himself through discipline. He's megala himself through seder. He's megala himself to natural law. He's megala himself to a lack of randomness. People need, so Kadosh Baruch Hu created us. And there's a simcha to Kadosh Baruch Hu being megal himself through his chadshus. To be able to do things in a new fashion. So that's one of the unique aspects of the halakha of the first night. So as I said yesterday, I encourage everybody to come to the mesiva tonight. I will, Mr. Shem, take the later shift. My schedule works out. It's easier for me to, I think I'll be saying a shir in the earlier part of the evening. So I look forward to seeing you later on tonight in Birkat Hashem. We're looking at the Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. We welcome Rabbi Silverman's to scout out the shir. In addition, Rabbi Silverman's is in addition to Mechaber HaSefer on Gitman and in Yonei Geirus. If we do the Sugya of Geir Kotten, we'll have to consult Rabbi Silverman's. But he's also one of the bochanim in the yeshiva, so he wants to get a sense of the various shiurim in order to in order order to help place Talmidim. So the yeshiva's part of the Rebbe gets the Bechina before the Talmidim get Bechina. That's the... And this way, so you should be, so you participate, give me a rough time. So that way we're still able to keep the riffraff out of the shir this way. We don't have any riffraff in the yeshiva, just joking. Good, so Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says, we're looking at Rav Meir once again. We're looking at Rav Meir, the Braisa, that had the particular line in the Braisa, Gona V'Tomach B'Shabbos, and Machloikis Rav Meir Chachamim, whether the Ganav is going to be Chayiv Dalet V'Hei, because he's doing a Chayiv Misa. So Rav Meir says, Loiku Mishalim, or Mesa Mishalim. Chachamim say, Kom Leimid Rabba Mine. The Gemara, again, why are we looking at this Braisa? Because we want to figure out, we know that Rav Meir does not hold of Kom Leimid Rabba Mine when it comes to Tashlumen and Malkus. Is this going to be the raya that Rav Meir does not hold of Komlei B'Rabba Minei in the context of Tashlumen and Misa? So until now the Gemara said no, because this was Tovach Al Yidei Acher. And Chachom are patering only because they require a Shechita Ru'uya. And the Gemara says, and again it will be according to Menuchin Ben Akona, that it's not a shechita ruya, and according to those who don't hold the Nechunya ben Akana, this entry doesn't really belong in our sugya. All right. Now coming back to Rav Meir, they were back into a kol leibin rabbi ne sugya. So the Gemara says that Rabbi says another reason that you cannot bring this or another mahalach. Lo'olam b'tovach adayatzmai pashus. You don't have to introduce a shliach over here. Okay, we learned, for us it was good, because we learned Asugya Dalet V'Hei, we learned a little bit about Ein Shlichus B'Arveira, and we learned a little bit about that Dalet V'Hei Shlichus applies, so for us it was good, we picked up another Sugya, but Rabba says we don't require that Kimta altogether. And nevertheless, we will not be able to determine Rab Meir's Shita from this Sugya. Why? Because this Sugya, because Dalet V'Hei is a Knas. It's very possible that Rav Meir will hold Komlei Mid Rabba Minei in the context of Misa Tashlumen, because it's a different Makor, Niflam and Zion. It's a different din. No, so why is this Sugya Gona V'Tavach? What's the unique aspect of the Sugya? So again, until now we were saying the unique aspect of Gona V'Tavach is like Deshliach. All right. Now we're saying another Malach. Rabbi's Malach is the unique aspect of the sugya is shiny hani the chidoshu shechid sheteri biknas afal gav the mikdal mishalim. Again, mishiny hani. How do we read this line? Mishiny hani, and this din of dalei is different. These dalachas shachar v'tavach b'shabbos shachar v'tavach labei dezara. It's different. The chidur shu shechid shetayra biknas, afal gab de mikdal mishale. No, how do you read this line, Michiel? What's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? Okay, who would take issue with Michiel's pshat? Go ahead, Arthur. Good. Okay. And what is it? Which translation does the Shita advocate? Right. In other words, there's two ways to read the line in the Gemara. Right. One is the Yechiel said, "Shaini hani the chidush u'shechid shatayra biknas." The teres the chidush l'gabe knas that komle b'drami doesn't apply l'gabe knas. Right. That's a good translation. Shaini hani the chidush u'shechid shatayra biknas. Afal gab de mikdal mishalim. Or Arthur said, another mahalach. Shaini hani dechidushu shechidush teira beknas. That knas is a chidush, and kama knas the chidush, and therefore we are going to say that this brisa is teaching us kumle bidrami legabe knas, and therefore, as I said, this cannot be a rai for mer shita, right? No. So which sheet, which translation is the sheet advocating? Second, right? The sheet says, even though the first translation is a better translation of the words, very possible that the Shatnitzin will have the first translation. I don't know. They probably note at the bottom. Not so? I don't know. I'm not sure. But the sheet says that we should not think that this sugya is now teaching us this particular chiddush of the kol meivid rabbi vini doesn't apply to knas. That's not the way to read it. The way to read it is that here ein lefarish the chiddush haynu the mikdal v'loy mashale the heichem etzino ze achiddush elan nochein. The hashtahu de mecharish on the rabba hai dina. Vachi kamar. Vishaini hani de chidush ushin shatara. The cave and shikain. A af onu nomar da af agav de mikdal mashal machain pirush rashi. Shita says that's what Rashi learned pshat. That the point of the Gemara is dalabe zachidish. Knas zachidish. All right. Now Arsig is now advocating the position that we should separate out kenas from the general din of kom levid rabba mine. All right, I'm not sure if there's a huge difference once we learn it, but it gives us a moment to focus on, as we did yesterday. What is the chiddush of kenas? What is the chiddush of dalad vehei? L'chorah, the Torah is saying it's the chiddush of kenas. Shechid sheter beknas. No, what's the chiddush of kenas? So he said that, go ahead, Yosef. That's very good. All right, so let's back up one second. Kenas, what is the concept of chiddush when the Gemara uses it? Right, we said yes, there are two kinds of chiddush. What's Sam?
Either it's illogical or it's different than the rest of halacha usually used for.
Right, either it's inconsistent with other patterns of halacha, or it's inconsistent within itself. Right, to be illogical. For the example of it being inconsistent with other patterns would be basa b'chalav. Right, the Gemara says. Right? How do you have such a thing where two dorm that are mutar become moser? Or it's inconsistent with itself. That's the example will be Adam Zayman. Good. So?
Aren't they both saying the same thing? It's illogical that two things from up there should be.
Right? But I think there is a difference between saying that something is. The Torah can create can say, like shatness. The truth is, I always have difficulty with it. Line of the Gemara. The Gemara says that Basa Mechol is a Chiddush because how do you have two things that are Mutter that become Basa together? L'chor that's Shatnas. Why is it so illogical to say that two components become Osir when they're mixed together? Was that? So you understand the Gemara. So I have trouble with it. So that's why I see it more as that is, I think the translation of that Gemara, where do we find that A is mutter and B is mutter, and together become us? That's not I don't think there's an inner inconsistency. That just means it doesn't fit into the pattern of Allah. Yeah, I don't think Gemara says that Shatnas is a chog, it doesn't call it a chidush. You know, in other words, again, the point is the following. That the point is that Basa B'Cholav is that inconsistent that we would not generate halachas from Basa B'Cholav to other areas of halacha. Or you can say, Adam Zayimimin. Adam Zayimimin is a chiddush. It's a chiddush because, we said yes, and also because we believe the Adam and we don't follow the rules of the general rules of Adas, that they should be Machishim Zaseh. Or the Gemara's Lashon is, where do you find the din that Kasha Zaman V'lay Kasha Rasa? So that means there's an inner inconsistency. Granted, I'm going to believe the second Adam. Good, gewaldig. And I'm going to punish them for a miserable scheme, the Adam Zayman. But I'm only going to punish them for the scheme. I'm not going to punish them for executing the death. That's an inner inconsistency. Go ahead.
Rashi and Lamechais explains that the Kiddush is, it's not a din, rather it's a gzeiras melech ba'alma.
Yeah.
So it sounds like he's saying that it's not a svara.
Yeah, good.
So that's the Kiddush. Not, but like you're saying, well, the knas, but they're just, there's no svara. There's such a thing as a knas. There's a svara that you have to pay when you damage.
Right.
But to pay a knas, that's the Kiddush.
No. Again, you're going to the next step. So, what's the chiddush of knas?
Yeah.
Good, okay. Good. So, the chiddush of knas lechayra is go ahead. Gzeres hamelach b'alma. Meaning what?
There's no star. There's no star behind the knas. Tal behei, what's the star?
If you want, I can give you a star.
No, but I'm saying
we spend our whole life making stars.
You
so,
can say hey, then. Bob Zayin, chestas.
Meaning mama is a marshy big word.
Oh, okay, good. But that Rashi is on which din?
On this din.
Which din?
No,
I said, but which din is it on? That Rashi is on the din of Tashlumin, not on Moed B'Knas, correct?
Yeah.
Right? So when Rashi says, the Gemara calls it a Chiddush, calls Knas HaChiddush, right? So the Rashi, Gzeres HaMelech Boma, meaning what? Go ahead, finish up.
That there's no Svara behind the forms of Tashlumin.
So is that totally accurate? There's no Svara behind Kefil.
Why is it Kefil? Maybe it could be triple.
Again, we shouldn't discuss the Svara for Kefil, because the Ganem should feel the loss that he wanted to pose somebody else. That's kefil. Right? Dalad Hey, what Daniel said, I think is accurate. Dalad Hey is like a number, it sounds like a number that's picked out of the by Dalad by Hey, none of that. So he say Viter. Why Dalad Hey for an animal? Not for a Kaili. Right? Because there's a melech ba'alma. Right? Or again, what Yosef said is there's accuracy to it in that the prad l'mashias atzmoi. So again, Rav Chon has a svara for it, has a mahalach. But l'chayra, it's showing the fact that it's prad l'mashias atzmoi shows that I'm not compensating for anything. Or what's the other, the two defining aspects of kanas?
Kotsav.
Right, other defining aspects of kotsav. Where do you have, it's inconceivable that there should be a compensation which will be totally standard. Standardized, it doesn't matter what I stole, how much I stole, how long I stole it for, bang, right? So, l'chayra, when you say gzeiras hamelech be'alma, what does be'alma mean? It means from our perspective, so it sounds like arbitrary, random, right? What's Pshat? Gzeres HaMelech Ba'olma. What's Pshat? Gzeres HaMelech Ba'olma. From our perspective, it sounds a random thing. Lu Yitzuyer, it wouldn't be the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, right? Lu Yitzuyer would be some judge in Montana, we'd say. It was that's how he slept last night. He slept last night, it was a Dalad Hay night. He would have slept worse if it had been Chestes, right? But a good night's sleep in Alpha Base, right? So Gzeres HaMelech Ba'olma means Tas. It looks random to us. That means there's no inner. There's no inner consistency to the din, right? And l'chor, if I stole something, so why? How can I have a standardized knas? So the Gemara says, Heyos, that the din of knas. But again, we're even saying a little bit deeper now. We're saying that the gidrei knas. Because our perek is a perek that's magdir kenas. The gidrei kenas are moide b'kenas potter, and the gidrei kenas is that it's the dover kotsev. That's how the Gemara and the Mishnah defines it. Moment shemishdalim b'roish, right? So the Gemara. So those aspects of kenas show that it doesn't follow logic. Because there is a melech ba'olma. So once it doesn't follow any logic, how can we now say that we will apply kom lei b'drama minei to it? Does that make sense? Is that a correct statement? Go ahead.
I have two quick questions.
Yeah.
First one, why are we calling knas here a form of compensation as opposed to, as many people refer referred to as a deterrent. You're saying it shouldn't be in regards to kids, but you said kids shouldn't work for compensation. But yeah, but if it's a punishment or a deterrent, then it could work. And you see throughout a lot of different cases, like let's say I kill someone in a very, I guess, like, so to speak, like Rahmana way, like I poison as opposed to like stabbing, which is much more brutal, much more pain is felt. You still get the same misa.
Mm-hmm.
You still get the same. So there is a sense of a punishment being kitzba. So I don't see how that's so inconsistent with anything else, or even illogical. Because the whole thing, if the whole point is a punishment or a deterrent, then it shouldn't be like it's not so.
See, if you look at it as a kapara, if you look at kapara as a deterrent, right? Look at it as a, so then, and then, you're saying that what?
And there's svara for, I mean, there's other halakhic principles to support it, like chiyuv misa is.
Chiyuv malchus. Say yes, any malchus.
Malchus or misa.
No, because the fact that the knas, if you look at a knas, you take it out of the context of compensation. And you look at knas as a deterrent, as a kapara. So you can't say that it's inconsistent with the general pattern of halacha, because a deterrent. A malchus is the davar kotzel, let's say. A knas and oynish.
Malchus is for a lot.
Yeah. Why can't it be a... You have kofer kapara? Why couldn't it be a monetary knas? A monetary kapara? Kofer kapara? No? Say, Ari?
If it still needs to fluctuate, then it makes sense.
Say it again?
For it to, like,
so you're saying, there's a sorrow to it. You're saying there's a sorrow to it. Yeah. Was that? Right. There is an element of Dalavid Hey which does relate to the value of the Chavis Agonov. You know, it's not totally, you know, it's Kotsav in one end, because irrespective of how long I took it for, or irrespective of whether I used my animals for milking or for working, it's Sedav or Kotsav. So on one hand, it looks arbitrary. There is a parallel system to it. There is some, I wouldn't say a svarish, but it's a system to it, in that it will increase with the Chavis Hagonov, right? We go a step further in the Gemara. The Gemara says, we have to understand why should Dalet Vehei, because of its chiddush, not be subject to Kom Levid Rabba Minei? Shtei Rish Oyo, so Beis Din is not authorized to issue they can't address a Maisa Iser in two fashions, right? That's what Rashi spelled out. When Rashi spelled that out in terms of Shtei Rish Oyos, that's the Hezbo of Shtei Rish Oyos. The lengthy Rashi was Rashi Marich. That's a din of Beis Din. No. Ladav. Tzadiyal and the Bumas, it's a very important Rashi. So the Gemara says, the Afagav the Mikdal Mishalim, the Oz the Rabba Letaime. The Omer Rabba Hoye Gedi Gonov Loi, the Tovchoy Vishabis Chayev, Shekvarnes Chayev Vigneva. So Dalko will have to get back to the details. Koidim Sheyobili De Iser Shabbos. Gonov Vitovach Vishabis Potter, Shem Ein Gneva. He's not going to be Kamchayev for Gneva because of Komle Mid Rabbin Lagabi Tashlumen, so Ein Tevicha Vein Mechira. What's the Rabba Lataime? What's the Oz the Rabba Lataime? No? What's the rabba l'taimei? What's the... What's the rabba l'taimei? That can the kumli does not apply to kenas. How do you see that in this? Because, but what's the lashon of the Russell Barber's lashon? Im ein geneva, right? Im ein geneva, ein tevicha, ein mechira. So is that saying the same thing as the kenas doesn't apply? The comment doesn't apply. Haya gedi gonav loy v'tovchei v'shabbos. He had stolen it on Friday, and he shechted it on Shabbos. Chayev. Why? Shekvar nischayev b'gneva, koydim shiyov elidei iser. So then, he's going to become chayev dalad v'hei. Chayev momen de Karen, right? Who's that?
Isn't it
from the Reisha? The Reisha, how you get the gun of loy, the Tavchei b'Shabbos? How you get the gun of loy? The Tavchei b'Shabbos. So Chayev, Shekvain is Chayev b'Gneva. Koidim Sheoli, the Easter Shabbos. So where's the other Rebbe L'Taimei? The Komle is not applying, right? That's what Rashi says, that the Knas Chidashu v'Rabba Sviralei, Rabbi Meir. Taisha says not so. It's just explaining Rabbi Meir. But that's Hoya Gedi Gonav Loi V'Tovchoi B'Shabbos. So he's Chayav Dalvei Afal Pi that he did the Tzvich on Shabbos. What does Rabbi explain? Shekvarnas Chayav B'Gnevam Koidim Sheyovli the Yisr Shabbos. Masha'ein Akein, a different din. Gonav V'Tovach B'Shabbos, then Potter. She'em Ein Gneva Ein Tzvich Ein Mechira. Amar Rabba, Oya Gedi Gonav Loi V'Tovchei Machteres. Same din, Chayiv. Why? Because Dalavei is a Chiddush. So therefore, this is parallel din. What's the parallel din to Kom Rabine by Machteres? Right? B'damim Kononu, Rav says. So Mimele will say the same din, that he's Chayiv Dalavei. He explains, Shekvan is Chayiv b'gneva, koim shalit yisri machteres. Gona v'tovach b'machteres, then potter. Why? Because then he will not become Chayiv on the gneva. So what's Rabbi is saying two dinim, not svei dinim, he's saying two separate halachas. What are the two separate halachas Rabbi is saying? First halacha he's saying is that in sync with Rab Meir, that komle b'dramit does not apply to kenas. What's the raya? Gona v'tovach Hoye gedi gonov v'tavach b'Shabbos. Good. What's the second that he's saying? Good. What's pshat in the second then? If he was gonov b'Shabbos, and therefore to tashlumin, we're following Reb Meir's din, and we're going to apply kumle. Right. Good, Daniel.
There's no care of fish to build with. We can't have dalbei.
Good. Is that a din of kumle? The fact that the Karen is not as a din of Kol Ravine, then there's another din that Dalet Behei cannot be Chal if the Karen is not Chal. Go ahead, Ari.
For Gneva, isn't it Knas also? It's Kefil.
Would there be a din of Kefil?
By
right.
So that's a Knas also, so why would you be punted by Gneva?
In the case of... I mean, would you be chayiv kef without Karen?
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
You're asking, would you be? Is there a chayiv kef without Karen?
Is kef like a knas also? So for saying knas, the chiddush you shouldn't be that you should be it may some shalim.
Right.
And kef also, why kef and not dalav hay?
By when he gandul and shabbos, so lach'ayra, just like they cannot be dalad v'hei without geneva, lach'ayra they cannot be kef without geneva. Right? What's pshat in that there's no dalad v'hei without geneva? Good. So l'chor, that's what it sounds like from Rashi. Zal muskim v'al rishonim. Sounds like from Rashi that it's a technical thing. And that would apply to Ari's question as well. The Torah mit gzeir dalet v'hem. In Mela, if I don't have Karen, I'm missing I can't build my dalet v'hem. Dalet v'hem includes the payment of the Karen. Right? So if I can't pay, there's no din of Gimel v'dalet. That's why Rashi learns pshat. There's no din of Gimel v'dalet. There's only a din of dalet v'hem. Right. But that's the machlokes rishon. Have you seen that neshita yet? Okay, let's hold off on that. So the Gemara says utzrichem, and we need both dinim, the machteris din and the din of gonav v'tamach b'shabbos. Why do we need both dinim? In other words, what's pshat utzrichem? We need both dinim to tell the teachers what. Utsricha, both dinim for what? Glenn?
Rashi says for Talmud Rav Neitosis, that's the suggestion made for Mikol Mishalim.
Right. So again, so step according to Rashi, we need both dinim for this sugya. What's this sugya? This sugya is, according to Rashi, this sugya is they were not going to impose Komle bin Rabinian Kanas. Right? That's how and because of that din, because we're not going to impose Komle and Kenas, so that's why we cannot bring a Raya from this Brisa to Rav Meir. So the Gemara says, why do I need to have two Rayas for this din? Utsrichem, this is a good Raya that Bob Machteris is Mamash Adin of Komle. Pashas in the Lashon Sanhedrin, it's not so clear that Machteris is the din of Komle. It says the Vedanim Kononu. But Lachor, here's a Raya Brewer that the Gemara sees it as being the same din. Utsrich, and we need both dinim. And you can bring a Raya from one from the other. Why do we need both dinim? The Iyash Me'in and Shabbos, Mishum the Isura Isur Olam, Abel Machteres, the Isur Show, Eim Aloy. Iyash Me'in and Machteres, Mishum the Machtarte, Zu Asur Osei. Abel Shabbos, the Boy Asra, Eim Aloy. Tzricha. No. What's the Tzrichusa? Well, if we'd only had the din of Shabbos, and we wouldn't have Machteris, so what would we say? The Legabe Shabbos, we're going to say we will not apply Komle to Knas. Why? Because Shabbos is an Isur Olam. No, as well as? Around. Sorry, you're right. If we only have Shabbos, so then we would say that Shabbos is an Isur Olam, and right, Iyash Min and Shabbos Mishum Isur Isur Olam. So in that case, we would say Kol Zman Sheyidu Olav Shechilu Shabbos Yimisu Beisin Hilcha Chamira Misa Dila Lepoitra Imimami. Right? In that case, we would say Shabbos is different. Why? No?
Can always be brought to Beis Din.
And therefore, Chamira.
There's a Chomer by Shabbos.
And because it's a more Chomer, we would say
it's enough to pop
it. The more Chomer dikit the din, the greater the chance. The more Chomer dikit the chi of Misa, the greater chance of. No? Of being applying the din of Komle. Right? The more Midraba Minei, the more chance of a Komle. But when it comes to Machteris, you catch if he's times in Shechita, says Mamish by Machteris, alright, so then Vedom Kanado. So the Chiyav Misa, another end, but if he times it such in the moments of Machteris, when we would say Vedom Kanado, oh, but it'd be 3 minutes, he's out the door already. He's out of the Machteris already. Ah, then already he's not Chayiv Misa anymore. Right? So the Misa of the Beis Din of Shabbos is more Chomer. What's even the Lashon of Rashi? What makes it more Chomer? Gal, what makes it more Chomer? What's the Lashon of Rashi?
Because
on. There's always this. There's always hanging on his head.
Kol's man.
There's no statute of limitations.
She either loves Yemisu Beisim. So where do you see the chom? Where do you see the misa chamura? You think it's correct, right? So you see in Beisim. It's not that it's a more, the misa itself is more chomer. It's the way that Beisim addresses the chi of misa. Beisim can, the chi of misa are machteres. First of all, Beisim doesn't have to do it, can't do it. So the when we are evaluating the chomer adin legabi komlei, we evaluate it from the perspective of Beisim. So here, Beisim, this is a, call it a marked man in Beisim. Kolzman Shehidu Olav. So Mimela we would say, there we would apply Kom, that's Mamashu Dramamine. But Machteres, not such a Chomer Dikadin, not such a Chomer Dikamisa. Ishaita Barkatolu, Yabi Ashkeche, Balabayas. Rabbi Chanan explained it. That says, it's ki'ilu the bezin, that's ki'ilu the bezin paskin chayiv misa for a period of time. And if he only had the din of Bab Machteres, so he would say, Bab Machteres, then we apply the din of komli. Why? What makes it a misa chamura? No? Go ahead. So why does that make it a misa chamura? What is it more chomer? There's no asra, machteros, is duya asra asa? No? So you could say, because of Beisim, there's no due process in Beisim. Go ahead. Okay, good, good. One other aspect is missing in not having Asra. No?
Matthew.
He's never not Matthew Asma Lemisa, right? So, in other words, in terms of the processing of Lachari, all the things which Beisim normally does, Mavkin, that it's, that it was done by Mazid, Mavkin, that he was Matthew Asma Lemisa. He appointed the Beisim to kill him. So all of these things are missing. So again, from the perspective of Beisim, we could say that you can't bring a raya from Machteres because normally we would say a Beisim cannot give out two oinshin. Right? In Machteres, Beisim's involvement is very light. So maybe when it comes to the Knas, when it comes to Machteres, we would have such a half a minute to say. That's not called Beisim giving out a din. So in Mela, they can still give out the knas, right? What about when it comes to the what's the first svara? Shabbos? No? That Shabbos is an Iser Chomer because whenever Beisim, there's no Gal's Lashon, no statute of limitations. It's ongoing. No? So what's pshat? Why would that argue that, why would that argue that we would apply Kom L'Ramine there? Second case, I understand, you're saying Beisim, Kom L'Ramine is a din in Beisim. Rashi Tzadiches, Tzadi Aleph. Beisim is not authorized to give two mises. All right, over here, Beisim's a... Beisim is just, when it comes to Machteres, Beisim's just, they're just administering. Why we would apply, no, Rashi says, the Hilcha Chamira Misa Dilei Lepotre Mimomim. Sorry, you're right. The Chiyav Beisim, when it comes to Shabbos, Chamira Misa, it's so bedrava minei that we should own that there we would say that's why there we have the Chiyav Misa. Correct. So When it comes to machteres, right, he said it incorrectly. It's so chomor that here we would say, well, Rashi doesn't really spell it out in the second time, but assuming it's the same din. Go ahead.
This is good for Rashi and Bab Metziah, that there is really a chiyuv mamon there. So I would have thought to say that only by Shabbos, that there's a constant chiyuv misa, so therefore we're never able to invoke the chiyuv mamon. Mash ein kein by machteres, that it's only temporary. Once the chiyuv misa is gone, there's still a chiyuv mamon. So maybe we're not going to say kol rabbi.
So the Chomer Adin of the Misa is, how does that, why is an advocate for a greater assignment of Komlei?
Because since it's constant, we never have an opportunity to invoke the Chiyuv Mamon to impose it. Even though it's there, Mash Einkein by Machteres.
But you'll invoke it after the Maisig Neva. It's there throughout the Maisig Neva.
But he's always... Misa.
Throughout the Ma'aseh is Chayiv Misa. It's just that the Beis Din cannot impose the Chayiv Misa. Right? No? Arthur, what would you say?
It sounds like the two cases are almost two extremes. I mean, one, the Shabbos case is the extreme of the Din of Kamle. It's very Chomer Misa, and therefore we see Kamle very powerfully there. The Machteres case is sort of the opposite, where the Machteres case is the case where we see it's sort of a lighter Kamlei, and we see where it would be very easy for Bezdin to impose a Knas. And then, so because we have those two cases, then we put it together to see that in the case of Kamlei, Bezdin can impose a Knas.
Not bad. Now, what's the Chomer Adin of Shabbos? Because it's the Easter is always there. So therefore, it's seen as a Misa Chamura. As a Chomer Dikadin, and maybe in the Chomer Dikadin, then we wouldn't. That's when Beis Din can then not lighten things up and give a Chiyuv Tashlumin as well. But where the Din is not such a Chomer Dikadin, no? Go ahead. Taisus Mahalach is that how. Irrespective, it's Tzorachin if Rashi works with Tosis Mahalach, right? Tzorachin Godel. Why Rashi? Tosis Din is, is it a good resemblance of the original Din Lo Yosef? How comparable is it to Lo Yosef, right? So again, let's just summarize and see how we understand the Sugya. The Gemara, the point of the sugya is, do we apply Komlei to Knas? The Gemara says we should be able to bring a raya from Rabbah, really from a mayor, right? And then the Gemara says that Rabbah's interpretation of Rab Meir, that it's only, it's really didn't Knas, it's Rabbah Letaime. Because Rabbah's the one who pointed out that we apply that we do not apply Komlei to a Chiyuv Knas. Oh, it's the Rabbah L'Taimei. Machloikis is Rabbah Mamash L'Taimei, or Rabbah's Taimei and Rab Meir. Good, but that's not enough right now. Then we said that Rabbah's Din, that there's a Chiyuv, that we apply Komlei to Knas, that we do not apply Komlei to Knas, that we give Knas irrespective of what else is going on. So we have two sources. All right? Yesterday we raised the question, if the getter of knas is that it is either inconsistent with a pattern of halacha, or that it is inconsistent in of itself, like a chok, so we cannot apply other logical halachas to it, or logical systems to it. So, how could the Gemara then say later on that, well, Shabbos is more chomer, this misa is more chomer, so therefore it makes more sense to say komlei lagabe this kenas. We just said the kenas is a chiddush. We just said you can't apply komlei to kenas because it doesn't fit into the system. So then, when the Gemara says tzricha, how could the Gemara say Shabbos is more chomer? Then it makes more sense to say Komlei doesn't apply to Knas. Machtere zu yasir osay. I think what Arthur said is very, very good, especially since Rashi does not spell out his hesber of machtere osay. Right? How could we say this Misa is a Misa Chamura? He's a marked man, based in, supposed to knock him off of the Yatir Rami Kirbecha. So in that case, we will not apply Kome to Knas. But Knas is we just said Knas is a Chiddush. We're not applying Kome to Knas because it doesn't fit into the system. So why are we saying, oh, this is more Chum, this makes more sense? Machter Rasa, Huzi, that's right, this makes less sense. This makes more sense. Doesn't it go against the whole sugya? But Hezra Dover is that the Gemara in the Tzrichasa is not discussing the Knas at all. It's discussing the din of Komli from the perspective of Beis Din. The logic of Komli and Beis Din. So the Gemara says that there could be two different ways of looking at Komli and Beis Din. Either we could look at Komli and Beis Din as that Beis Din is not authorized. We could look at it from Tosfos' perspective. That's the easiest approach. The din of Komli is learned from Lo Yosein. Every din has to be similar to Lo Yosein. So is this din similar? So the first Malach is, no, it's much more Chomer. Lo Yosein. The Shabbos is much more similar to Lo Yosein than Machteres. Lo Yosein means, you didn't have Eir, you're always Chayiv Misa. That's Lo Yosein. I can be Chayiv here and there. Chayiv sometimes. That's not Lo Yosein. Next, Machteres is Lo Yosein. So that is dissimilar to Lo Yosein. Lo Yosein has to have Asra. So the Gemara says that in these particular cases, Rabba's particular cases of teaching me that this din, I might have said they are unique to that application of Komle. I may not have learned the overarching din that Komle applies to Knas. I may have said either in Shabbos it applies to Knas because of Misa Chamura, or it applies to Machteres because Basin's light involvement. So then we would apply, then we would allow the Chi of Knas to be in place. Right? And so the Gemara is not addressing the Svara of Knas altogether. The Tzrichasa is addressing the Chi of Basin in applying the Din of Komle. So let's just finish out by pointing out what are the two Svaras we've had for Komle so far? One svara is, once we say the din that Beis Din cannot apply to Einshin, then
either
it's Bechlal Masayimana, meaning the what? Basin took care of it already, it's done. Or the other svara we had is that by giving an alternate punishment, it diminishes the Chi of Misa. Right? In other words, if Chi of Misa, Chi of Misa. Once it's Chi of Misa plus Momen, all right, so then we are minimizing the Chomer Adin. Because we're saying, well, also Chi of Momen. So The first Tzrichasa emphasizes Bechlal Masayimana, Misa Chamura. The second Svara of Machteres, so we're not saying that Machteres is Misa Chamura. We're saying that Bazin's obligation over here is a minimal obligation. So when Bazin applies another, punishment, it doesn't detract from Bezin's primary focus. Primary is Bezin is hardly involved in the Misa of Machteris. That could be, that's why Rabba would choose both of these halachas to demonstrate this din of Kenas. All right? What did we leave open? We'll have to come back. We wanted to discuss that in the Kudah, but it's too late now. To come back just to discuss this din of Kenas, Samsa Oren Kenas. Is it really correct that the Kenas is, say, inconsistent? Right? But I think that the idea is that there is that even within the system, there's an aspect of arbitrariness. Okay? It's like, go ahead.
Suggesting that it's illogical.
Yeah.
Not illogical.